We'll be looking at two very important questions in this Bible study. The first one is the Antichrist alive today, and what spirit is behind the denial of the divinity of Jesus? Many people say that Jesus was never really open about his divinity, about him being God in the flesh, but that he used awkward language that was ambiguous and that did not really state clearly that he was God, that he was divine. However, that is not a true statement, as we will see here shortly in Scripture. In the New Testament Scripture of St. John, chapter 8, verse 42, Jesus' exact words are, "I proceeded forth and came from God." Now, no other prophet of God ever spoke in such a manner. And this was actually considered blasphemy to most of the Jews of that time, and to some even of today. We see that this was understood as a declaration of being divine, as being the Son of God, with all of the meaning and the impact behind that title, Son of God. We know that the people of that day understood perfectly that Jesus declared himself God, that he taught that he was God, that he was divine. If they had not had such an understanding, we would not have the scripture of St. John 5:18, which says, "Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." That's a plain, easy to understand scripture that lets us know the people did understand that Jesus taught that he was God. We then come to the New Testament scripture of 1 John 4, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Here's where we begin to see the close connection that those two questions, is the Antichrist alive today, and what spirit is behind the denial of the divinity of Jesus, the close connection that those two questions have. Because what it amounts to is the denial of the divinity of Jesus is actually the working of the spirit of Antichrist. 1 John 4, 1 to 3 reads, "Believe not every spirit, but try, or test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby, or in this way, know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, already, is it in the world." So we plainly see that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. It was in the world as of the time of that writing. We also see that false prophets are gone out into the world, and some of them are denying. Well, they are denying the divinity of Jesus. And scripture is letting us know that that very denial is what identifies them as a false prophet and as under the influence of the spirit of Antichrist. It does not matter what a false prophet teaches, how he or she behaves, what signs and wonders he or she may perform, how he or she may appear. If that person denies the divinity of Jesus, scripture is saying that is the spirit of Antichrist. And we don't look at we don't consider what the natural eye sees, how Christian-like someone may appear. We follow the simple instructions of the Bible, because we know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 to 15, it says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed, as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." We're being warned here that Satan himself and those that are influenced by him can appear to be the ministers of righteousness. What we are to follow is what the scripture tells us to look at to know whether there is the working of the spirit of Antichrist. Now, the next question we might have is, how do we know that the phrase, come in the flesh, refers to God in the flesh? We know that by looking at the scripture of St. John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Later in the very same chapter, verse 14, it's recorded that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, it had just said that the Word was God. Then it went and said the Word was made flesh. That is the same as saying God was made flesh. And if you read that chapter, you'll see that God being made flesh is pointing directly to the Lord Jesus. We also see how in the scripture, 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 to 23, this is also another very important one in identifying the spirit of Antichrist. Because sometimes what we'll hear is that Jesus was not the only Christ of God, but that He was just one of many. We all sometimes hear that there's acceptance of the Son, but not of the Father. All of these, the spirit of Antichrist can present itself in different forms and making different statements. And that's why the Bible deals with all of them. 1 John 2:22-23 says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Notice that scripture says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, not one of the Christ, or one of many Christ, or a Christ. It says the Christ. He is the only Christ of God. It also says that you cannot deny the Son and accept the Father, or deny the Father and accept the Son. They are one. So all of these things revealed in scripture help the Christian to see how the two questions, is the Antichrist alive today, and what spirit is behind the denial of the divinity of Jesus, how those two questions are related. And there's nothing wrong with, as we advance into these end times and more false prophets go out into the world, there's nothing wrong with when in a conversation with someone who says he or she is a believer, is a Christian, asking them, what are their beliefs on the divinity of Jesus? There's a very entertaining and interactive article titled, Who Was Jesus? Was He the Son of God? It focuses on the scriptures that at first glance do appear to support the denial of the divinity of Jesus. It's available at the Christian website of heavenlymanna.net. That's Heavenly Manna, spelled M like mother, A, double N like Nancy, A, dot net.